sick person's car? Is a car parked where there's no parking Tuesday, and it's Thursday and the ticket is still on the windshield? Or maybe it's a dead person's car.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 198. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Spielgusher. That song is called Sick Person's Car. That's on the band's self-titled album that just came out on January 17th on Clinched Wrench Records. That is the label of Mike Watt. And that's the project. It's Richard Meltzer, the rock journalist and critic, and Mike Watt, along with some help from the Tokyo-based band Cornelius. And it's an interesting album. Some of it is instrumental, some of it is spoken word, and some of it is a little bit of both. We'll hear another track from that at the end of this week's podcast, so stick around. Speaking of Mike Watt, we just announced that Firehose is reuniting, at least for a tour, and we'll see what else comes of that. So keep your eyes peeled at your local concert calendars. Nothing announced yet for Kansas City. Let's see. Let's jump to Bloomington, Indiana, a place I called home for quite a while. This is a band called Secrets Between Sailors. That is The Blank Fight with the song This Bike Plus This Guitar. That's on the band's album House Band Feud, which was just re-released on Silver Sprocket Records, though originally a 2002 release. A band out of Pensacola, Florida, that was created, I guess, to play in a house band feud. One punk house creates a band and plays a battle of the band against the next house punk band. Evidently, two bands contributed, but the rest of the town just couldn't live up to that competition there. That band is Rhymo D of This Bike is a Pipe Bomb, as well as Eric Comet Bus and a few other folks there. Good stuff. And the LP is totally remastered, sounds better, and has a bonus track on it too, though that version there is from the CD, so excuse the low fidelity. But of course, as you can tell, low fidelity is the word of the day. I'm recording actually from Hawaii today. I'm on vacation, but not enough vacation that I'm not going to record a podcast for you, so that's dedication, right? Before that, we heard Secrets Between Sailors with the song Get Together. That's on the band's album Now Hear This, which came out October of last year on Hops Records. Lots of influences there that you can probably tell, and it's a strong album. I think I played a track from their last album a few years ago. This one definitely is a little bolder, a little more concise. I'm a fan of that one. Let's see. Let's jump to the other coast, out to Portland, Oregon, for the track La Grande.
We've come, but our wheels, I got CDs, I got watches, I got nice straps. You can have any color, you can have black, we're mowing in the garden, we're dancing to the drip beat, we're moaning in the garden, cause now everyone's got wet. I'm searching through your old bag. I got pills, I got CDs. I got lunch, I got CDs. Can you put out a new album for me? Scrubbing off the patio, we're waiting for the clay cloth, we're hoping that it doesn't pour. We're shouting out the windows, we're calling fake numbers, we're riding on our bicycles in Copenhagen and in France. You're calling about your new bag. You can have any color, you can choose a man or woman, you can go if you need to, you can call me if you want one, you can call me if you want one, you can call me if you need one, but I sold it to a friend in Kempton. Sold it to a friend in Kempton. Sing, 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 sing.
So the cops give us a break.
Sing, sing.
Afraid I just don't know what to tell you about that last one. That is the band Psy from Japan. And name of the song we played there was The Transfiguration Fear Lucid Nightmares, and that's on the band's album In Somnophobia. which comes out March 13th on Candlelight Records. The band bills itself as power metal or death metal, but it's definitely more prog than anything else. The entire album is terribly interesting, and some of it's pretty good, too. So give that one a listen and see if you're the sort that wants to be interesting and brave. Before that, we heard from the Prinzhorn Dance School with the song Sing Orderly. That's on the band's album Clay Class, which just came out January 31st on DFA Records, a band out of Portsmouth, England there, channeling the Gang of Four vibe, but they're doing it so well that you can't help but love that recording. And before that, Laura Gibson with the song Le Grand, which is the title track for her new album, which just came out January 24th on Barsic Records. She's based out of Portland, Oregon. While that track has a definite David Lynch sort of spooky vibe to it, the rest of the album's a little more straightforward, so give that one a listen before you jump headlong into that one. I see I'm out of time here, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 198. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media outlet, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things off just like we started, with a track by Spielgusher. Remember, that's the track that is the project, rather, between Richard Meltzer and Mike Watt. The track we're going to play is called Veins, and it has some dirty words in it, so I know you'll want to listen carefully and learn some new ones. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
A rare, dreamless night, and the band on the watch by my bed is bent upward like the legs of a woman in love. So I'm thinking I killed somebody. I'm a fat, ugly fuck, and maybe I killed somebody. I once killed Gandhi with a chair in a dream, and I buried him with sheepdogs snooping round, and carpenters eyeing me funny. But I didn't really kill him. Cross my heart, I didn't, but maybe I killed somebody. Or drank someone's whiskey, ate their Velveeta cheese, and poured their wife through pantyhose, or tried or wanted to. And in the privacy of their john, a droplet of mine might have splattered off the seat onto the bath mat. I got out alive, if that's what it was, but I'm not sure I killed nobody. I get the shivers, I get the shakes, people scream at me from 80 directions like air horns at a hockey game. But I don't think I've killed a single goddamn man, woman in recent months. Although, I don't know, did I kill somebody? Tell me if I did, because I just don't know.